You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have a couple of stories, two of them, Jeremy, to get us into this little segment.
All right.
The first one is something that we were talking about, was it yesterday or day before, about how they're saying $1 million just doesn't impress people as much anymore. Like, people are saying, oh, I hope I have $1 million when I retire. And all these people are saying, no, that won't do diddly for you anymore.
It doesn't go as far as it used to.
Yeah, so that was story number one, is mm-hmm. that people have said, nah, $1 million is nothing.
Yeah, I need like $2 or $3 million now.
The second story comes out of Massachusetts. I can't wait to tell you about this. There's a couple there in Massachusetts who 5 years ago bought a scratch lottery ticket and won $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was in 2014.
All right, lucky.
2016, they went and bought another scratch ticket and won another $1 million on
what?
It. And now, just a couple of weeks ago, they went and bought another one. Boom, their third $1 million scratch ticket
in
5 years.
How does that happen? What are the odds?
What are the odds? I think it was a $30 ticket, though. It wasn't one of those I'd have to go back and read the story, but it's like some sort of big $30 ticket.
So it's an expensive ticket, but,
yeah,
but it paid off again.
For them.
Jeez Louise.
So all these things of $1 million are floating in front of our faces. And so Jeremy and I were saying, what if you had to spend $1 million in 1 weekend?
Yeah, first it started out, you know, in 48 hours. It was 1 weekend, but then Dom bumped it up and said, nah, let's start like noon on a Friday.
Because you know you would start your weekend at noon. If
yes,
you had $1 million.
Basically, you would, yes.
So you got 60 hours.
What did we say that was? It was like 16 grand a day or something?
Per hour.
Per hour. Per hour, right. So 16 grand an hour. Almost 17 grand an hour.
Yeah.
Wow. What would you do? So we're going to eliminate big, expensive houses.
You can't buy a house.
You can't go buy a house.
You can't buy a house or property.
Or land.
So that's out.
So that's out.
So now you just have to do things that cost you $1 million.
Right. So then let's also eliminate like the $200,000 Lamborghinis. You can't go buy like four of those.
Well, here's what I was thinking about it. We should allow those cars, but you can only buy one.
Okay, because that will take a chunk out.
You know I'm going to get a Tesla. And so
yeah,
there's $100,000 gone like that. So now I'm down to $900,000.
Right.
So we're asking you to call us this morning. We're curious of all the different ways Dom and Jeremy listeners would blow $1 million in a weekend. We're curious what you do. Because as you know, as we have outlined on this show for 20-something years, people are different. And so person A could blow $1 million doing this.
Yeah, and person B, totally different.
Right.
Like maybe you have a hobby you totally want to indulge in or something crazy. Like I love Vans shoes. I would go buy the entire line of Vans shoes. I'm a collectibles dork. I'd walk into a comic book store and a toy store, you know, and just buy them out. Buy everything. Why not?
I want to do the math, but I figure your feet are never going to change their size once you're an adult.
More or less.
I
think you probably get some shrinkage.
So you could buy 1,000 pairs of an expensive whatever.
Absolutely.
And you'd have shoes for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you totally could.
Right?
Yeah. Shannon on our Facebook page, listener Shannon, says, I would buy strangers free dinner and gifts. Not because I'm a nice person, but because I really want that karma back. But she kind of did one that I was thinking about. Like, wouldn't it be great to go into a restaurant and just say, I got everybody covered. Tonight.
Everybody's meal.
Everybody.
At Del Frisco's.
Yeah. How fun would that be?
Super and there's cool. Also something to that thing about just taking a ton of $100 bills and just walking somewhere and handing them out.
Yeah. How fun would that be?
Something about that.
Until you get mugged.
I've been thinking about mine, but I'm going to wait and see what the listeners say first. June, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
June, you got noon today until Sunday night at midnight. How are you going to spend $1 million?
I would elope with everybody I know, and we would rent a jumbo jet and fly everybody to a destination, and
oh,
everything
yes.
from the dress to the ring to the everybody's hotel stay and,
wow,
you know, the whole shebang.
You got it covered, don't you? That's pretty epic wedding.
That's pretty darn cool.
That is great.
Weddings are expensive.
So are you actually going to be getting married here, June?
No, I'm already married.
Oh, are you?
But still.
But it's a good idea, right?
It is a great idea.
You know, for you, if you're already married, you can do that renewing of the vows, but you can still take everybody on your jet somewhere to do that.
Sure. We could renew our vows on the jet.
Wherever you want it to.
Wherever you want. You have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, June.
Thank you, boys. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Jessica. Jessica, what are you going to do?
Hey, so I would pay off the house, you know, with the baby and everything. We got to pay off the house, and probably I would think that a Ferrari would be in store. You know, I have nothing against the Tesla. Nothing against the Tesla or anything.
He says,
but
you have a baby. Where are you going to put the car seat in that Ferrari?
Oh, that would be in the other, you know.
In the other car.
The Mercedes SUV.
Yeah, the big money problems, right? And then probably take, you know, the family to Bora Bora or something and live it up as first class as you can, you know.
Yeah, that is.
That's pretty first class.
I like
Jessica,
the trip.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Bye.
You know, similar to mine, she's talking about going somewhere like that. I thought about doing, because, you know, my happy place on the planet is the Broadmoor. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is I would take 100 people down there, get everybody the best, fanciest, like, suites, stuff like that.
Yeah.
With all the food. And I would bring in a couple of my favorite bands.
Oh, yeah.
I would
go
fly them in, all their equipment, everything else, and put on a super show of my favorite acts for 100 of my closest friends at the Broadmoor.
I think you probably could cover that for $1 million.
I know I could.
Oh, yeah.
What about you? That's a good one.
I just want my Vans shoes. I want a lot of Vans.
Here's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hey.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to buy all the Disney movies. I still have a VHS player, and I have 4 kids, so share my love for Disney.
So you're just going to buy, like, 60 VHS movies that are, like, 25 cents at garage sales now?
Those, and then all the DVDs that have come out now.
Well, all right, so you're, like, at $2,000.
Probably up at $2,000 or $3,000 max.
Get a house or something, you know, get a nice movie room, and then have a great place to watch them and stuff and make memories with the kids.
All right.
Well, it's your money, Nicole.
That's right.
If you spend it the way you want.
We're going to give you $1 million and you want to buy Disney movies on VHS, you go right ahead, okay?
Be kind. Please rewind.
Yeah, Nicole. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
You too. Bye, guys.
What?
I told you people are different. Did I not say people are different?
What, though? What?
Here's Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What are you going to do with your $1 million?
I want to build a actual life-size Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, you do. Jimmy, sitting there, pretending to be Han Solo.
You're such a dork.
Really?
That's fantastic. You
must be a Star Wars fan, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, I'd come hang out with you, Jimmy. Yeah.
Right?
We go take down the Death Star.
I take it to SpaceX and try to get them to make it fly.
Yeah, there you go, Jimmy.
Have a great weekend, my friend, okay?
You as well.
Can I just say, these answers, not what I expected.